Welcome to the latest global news compiled in the early hours of Tuesday, the 18th of October. I'm Jackie Leonard with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. 800 years on, the Catholic Church in France has asked forgiveness for the repression that wiped out the religious movement known as the Cathars. Based in the Languedoc area of southern France, the movement thrived in the 12th and 13th centuries, but was obliterated by an alliance of the papacy and the French crown. As Hugh Schofield reports from Paris, memories of the persecution have never entirely disappeared from the region.
The Bishop of Pamiers in the foothills of the Pyrenees is behind the initiative. He says that though so much time has passed, it's still not too late to acknowledge the suffering wrought by the Church on the Cathars. In the 12th century, they were a strong religious force in the area around Toulouse. But because of their unorthodox beliefs and practices, they were denounced as heretics, and after the Pope ordered a crusade, the Cathars were destroyed. The most famous massacre was in 1244 in the mountaintop fortress of Montségur, where more than 200 adepts were burned alive. Today, apart from a handful of revivalists, Catharism no longer exists, but the memory is still very much alive in the region, which prides itself on its cultural distinctiveness as well as a long-standing distrust of central authority. According to the bishop, many people in his diocese still feel embittered towards the Catholic Church because of what happened nearly 800 years ago.
Hugh Schofield. I'm Jackie Leonard, and until next time, goodbye.